This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This week on Hot Couple the Chronicles.
Just be true to yourself, and if it's something you think you want to try, definitely be honest with your spouse. I feel like there's too many men even that have commented on TikTok, and they're just like, I'm afraid what my wife's going to say. She might really like it, because a lot of women that like wish their husbands were, because they're like,
Liz, that's me 100%, and I'm like, that is so hot. I am here for it.
I really, it's like, you still need to ask for consent every time, even if you did something an hour ago. Like, I still feel like you should.
I'll just never understand why you think you can tell people without asking. I just don't.
Right.
It's literally just about you being your most honest, authentic self, and people accepting that.
Yeah, and not everyone's gonna love you, and not everyone has to, but you find the ones, you know, that you can be yourself around, and those are the people.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
We are here today. We are joined with Ashley and Kyle, NC Hot Wife, Dirty Max. You might know them as different things, but they are a bisexual couple in the lifestyle. We haven't had that on yet, so I'm excited to talk more about that. And they also create content and just started a podcast on YouTube called By the Way, which is exciting. How has that been going? How has everything been going?
A very big learning experience.
Isn't it?
So before we get started, just kind of tell us a little bit about yourselves and your story.
Okay. So we are high school sweethearts. We've been together since we were 16 and 17. Yep. We got engaged young at 18, got married at 21. We started in the we started talking about the lifestyle probably 6 or 7 years ago. We talked about it for, probably a good 2 years before we ever actually did anything in the lifestyle. I think it was just, are we going to do this or not?
How long are we going to talk about this for before we,
Because we just kind of jumped in both feet.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. Took some time. That's what we always say. That's a good thing. Slower the better.
I think I was kind of hesitant just because we were high school sweethearts. We had never been with anybody before. So that was a big question mark for us then. We started the lifestyle because he wanted to see me with somebody else. And then we kind of did single guys and couples. We're not, it's not so much in we've never really done anything with, I guess we've done something with one unicorn, but
Yeah. You never seeked it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Us either. Yeah. That's kind of our dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a couple unicorns
around in group settings and stuff like that, but never.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing ever is in a group setting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the bisexuality part, how did that come about? When did you realize that you might be bi, Kyle? Actually, both of you.
Yeah. Both of you.
I think that's really like we started with doing that because our first experience was with another guy and it was in a bi setting.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was wondering if it was lifestyle when you found out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any, I mean, I guess like a couple years before we did anything, like I had some like curiosities about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just kind of searching on the internet and was like, hey, this is kind of.
Yeah.
And I think I just always had that curiosity. Like, that's when I wanted to watch something. That's what I was searching for.
Yes. Oh, I get that for sure. And then being in the lifestyle and being bi, how do you navigate your rules and boundaries together? And how did you kind of figure that all out?
I feel like we talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we talk about it more now than we ever do.
Yeah.
But more so just some of it was trial and error, I would say.
Yeah.
But we were pretty firm on like doing things in the same room and group chats.
Yeah.
And those were pretty, like,
pretty much the same.
Hard.
Like, yes, like have to do.
Yeah.
And then we talked a little bit at the beginning about your content creation and all of that. How did that come about? When did you get onto social media and how did that start?
Oh, gosh.
It was actually the first time we went to Trapeze.
It was.
Like,
well, that was the first time we met you guys. Yeah. Ashley introduced herself by sitting in Kyle's lap in the back seat.
Trapeze. Like, nice to meet you. No more seats. That's the way we do it.
But yeah, everybody, I guess,
everybody was just like,
you don't have one. You don't have one. We joked about it for years.
Yeah, we joked about it for a long time. And one day I was like, let's just do it. Yeah. Like, everybody at Trapeze was like, oh my gosh, you have to do it. And I'm like, let's do it.
That's how I started. But everyone's like, everyone is doing it. So,
well, we
like,
kind of
crazy not to
made it just so they could record.
Yeah,
it was, so they could tag us.
It was for people to
that's how ours started.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, I guess, I mean, I might as well do it too if I'm making it. Might as well, but yeah.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. All right. So how's your journey as a couple influence the content that you make? Like, if it might be social media or even the spicy content.
I would definitely say as far as the spicy content, we don't do anything content creation wise that we wouldn't, like anything we wouldn't do on camera, we're not going to do off camera or vice versa. The other way around. Yeah. So if we camera on, off, whatever those things are, they're always the same. There's nothing different that we're going to do on camera. And social media, I don't know. Social media is very
it's the wild, wild west
relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that completely. We try to do, like, I don't want to say like all thirst traps and stuff like that, but like,
you have to.
We do a lot of couple. Stuff like that.
Yeah. It's really a balance. You want to educate, you want to advocate, you want to do a good message for lifestyle, but then you have, you know, it's still Instagram and TikTok, and you want to keep up with the trends, and you want to go viral, and you want to get those views and people mad and people talking, and, you know, so it's that constant.
Yeah. It still blows me away that as soon as somebody gets mad, it starts like this avalanche. Those are the videos that get the 500,000, million, 2 million views. I'm like, comments, this is insane.
I can get 1,000. Beautiful. You're great. Amazing. You're doing wonderful. And we'll do nothing. And then all the shame comments. And you've got millions of views on that sucker. And so, yeah, I completely understand. It's like staying true to yourself. You're trying to be yourself, but you also got to constantly, it's social media.
Yeah.
You gotta do all the stuff too. You gotta be a little cringy. You gotta be a little bit weird to get somewhere there. Yeah.
So have there been any misconceptions being a bi couple that you've run into?
The one thing I always get a lot from with is single guys that like we might seek out to either play with, make content with. They always think that I will bottom. And it's like, okay, there are bi couples out there that the guy doesn't do that. Like, kind of understand, like, maybe just ask what your play style and, you know, bi is instead of just assuming.
Yeah. I was actually kind of going to ask that next was, so from the beginning to where you guys are now, have you become more just comfortable and open as you've navigated everything?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we had our first experience was with a bi guy, and that was, gosh, probably 5 years ago.
6, yeah.
Publicly, you didn't say anything about being bi until, oh my gosh,
it was like 20.
It's like two 20, or 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 2023 or something.
Yeah,
so it was like, hey, like, you know, I'm cool with this.
And how have you noticed the lifestyle itself changing? How people view being a bi male? Has it gotten better over time, or have you seen it kind of stay the same?
I don't know if it's gotten any better. I definitely notice more guys that are kind of coming out of the woodworks.
I've noticed that.
They're
not like advertising yet. They're just like, they'll say something to me or something like that. Like, hey, kind of curious about this, but they're still afraid to, you know, put it out there.
Mm-hmm. I noticed like a lot of people that we know are becoming more open.
Yeah.
That they're curious.
That like we know a lot of bi couples, and either the woman or the man is bi curious. Like they've always leaned towards straight, but now are like, I think I might like this. I was like, hey, explore it.
But I do like that. I mean, at least now, I guess people are more comfortable.
I just think it's like slow. I don't think it's made like a drastic.
No.
But I think slowly like coming around.
Unfortunately, when we first started, it was a lot of that in our experience.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being in a group setting and another guy just accidentally like brushing against another guy, and the guy freaked out. I'm like, we're all naked. Like,
you have to be a little bit okay.
I'm like, it blew me away in certain settings, like kind of like the homophobia of a lot of people. That was one of the first like hypocrisies we called out in the lifestyle. We say we're open and we're honest, but when it comes to men that are being openly bi, there's this negative stigma, like, oh, they're just gay. Like, no, it's like you're good with your wife being bi, but it's not okay for her husband to be bi either. It was such a weird dichotomy that I was watching. I'm like, what the heck's going on right now?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today.
What advice would you give for someone that is curious and wants to experiment but has experienced some misconceptions?
I mean, just be honest with yourself. Try whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, it's whatever makes you and your spouse happy. I mean, we all gotta, you know, want to respect each other and the lifestyle, but at the same time, don't worry about what other people think of you, as long as you're happy.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Just be true to yourself. And if it's something you think you want to try, definitely be honest with your spouse. I feel like there's too many men even that have commented on TikTok and they're just like, I'm afraid what my wife's going to say. She should be your like biggest supporter. Like talk to her.
That's your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can never wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I mean, one of our first lifestyle experiences was a lot of men that were on the DL or married men that we were running into. And it's like, why don't you just bring your wife with you? Like, why do we have to hide this?
You never know.
She might really like it because a lot of women that like wish their husbands were because they're like, oh my God.
Liz, that's me 100%. And I'm like, that is so hot. I am here for it. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Half people don't. Especially this life. All of that is just so hot. So I don't get it.
Do you guys have any lessons or tips that you wish you knew before that you know now?
Just in lifestyle in general.
Just in general.
I don't know that this is not, like, this isn't something that personally, like, I've done. This was something that was experienced to me, is that just because you go to a club, you have fun with somebody, you go back to that same club, you see them again, there's not an automatic assumption of like, I did something last time, we're doing something this time. I really think it's like, you still need to ask for consent every time, even if you did something an hour ago. Like, I still feel like you should, especially if, I don't know, I feel like you can almost tell.
It's not like a forever hall pass.
Right.
Essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something people don't necessarily know, but that is all consent.
Yeah. Consent.
Yeah.
Consent.
Well, that's something we've ran into here relatively recently, where we have gotten really close with a group of people and we're all just really comfortable with each other. We've had the conversations and they see one of the guys do something to Ashley or me do something to one of their wives. And then people just assume like, oh, she likes that. I'm going to try that. It's like, no. No, we've stopped full play sessions because somebody touched somebody without consent numerous times in the last 6 months.
I'll just never understand why you think you can touch like people without asking. I just don't.
Right. Yeah. I even had this lady at Secrets one time. Oh my gosh, I will never forget this woman. I won't say her. I don't even know what her name is. But she came up to me behind me. We were in the club at Secrets. She came up to me and she grabbed me and she touched me. And she's like, I know I'm not supposed to touch you, but I just can't. I just can't help it. But you can't help it.
Unfortunately, I've had a lot of problems more with women with that because women just think that they get free reign.
Well, I think part of that too, and Kyle might agree, is as a man, we've had to navigate those waters our entire life. Like, that was one of the biggest challenges when we got in lifestyle, is I wanted to be able to talk to women but not come off as predatory. Like, I'm like, just wanted to get to know you, you know, and if anything happens, great. But if not, it's whatever. Like, that was my biggest thing, is like, I didn't want to come off as that creepy guy. That's just,
And honestly, like, I feel like most people probably think that you come off as, I don't know if I can say that A word, an A-hole.
You can say anything you want. This is our platform.
Well, like, so reserved, like, like, just like, we might hang around with each other for, you know, a dozen times, but I'm still not going to come up and like put my hand on your back.
Yeah.
Like, come up and grab you because I'm like, I don't know how she's going to be feeling. So I like lean so far on the other end of just being so reserved, essentially, when I'm around other lifestyle people.
Yeah, I get
that. And also, in a sense, some people take that as
like, oh, you're not really
interested. Yeah. In me. Like, he really doesn't like me, kind of. And it's that. It's just who he is.
I run into that a lot too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. People just think I'm never interested in anybody because I'm just quiet. I'm just quiet. I observe. I'm shy. I watch. I watch people, and you have to really. And plus, I don't really notice if you're flirting with me or if you're interested. I'm completely oblivious, so I just sit back. So I learned my lesson.
Oh, that person was so nice.
So nice. They're all so nice, all of them. Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece. All right. And then we wanted to do a few rapid fire questions as well. We love doing these. Kind of keep you on your toes. So first one is most memorable experience as a bi couple in the lifestyle.
I think the first experience we had with Virginia, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With the Durdens.
The Durdens.
We love them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that was something else. That was the first time I ever saw you top. And it was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. What is your favorite club or event that you've been as a couple so far?
Definitely Trapeze in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's our favorite. Hands down.
Yeah.
Favorite club. It's great.
Yeah, we love
buffet. What more?
I know. Breakfast, dinner. I know. Buffet. That period. That's worth the entry fee right there. Big fans. That's our home club.
It really is what you make it there. Like
Secrets is
fun.
Yeah.
But man, it's a lot.
Exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Yeah.
Between the pool party during the day and then like
And I feel the same way with hotel takeover and stuff. If you want to low key, like it could be a crazy night or it could be just you just hanging out, eating dinner.
Date night. That can be whatever you want it to be. All right. What has been your most empowering moment being open about your sexuality and lifestyle?
I don't want to answer for you, but like, just like all the, like, when you came out as being bi, like all of the people that reached out and were like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do this. Like, I wish I could be as strong as you, or wish my wife was, you know, on board for that. I feel like that's just what you've told me about it.
Mine's kind of the same. Like whether we're going to be like at a lifestyle event or possibly like work with people or something like that. And then all of a sudden the guy will message and be like, hey, like, you know, we're down with this if you want to. And it's like,
today we're going to work in Texas this weekend. And the guy was like, what are you, or I always ask, like, it's an MFM situation. What are you okay with? Like, cause some people are not okay with like their dicks touching. Yeah. Let's be honest. He was like, no, I'm good with this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is great. We're going to work in Texas this weekend. And the guy was like, what are you, or I always ask, like, it's an MFM situation. What are you okay with? Like, cause some people are not okay with like their dicks touching. Yeah. Let's be honest. He was like, no, I'm good with this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is great.
Seeing that, what is your favorite place that you've been to create content?
I would say our favorite place that we probably Tampa.
I was going to say Miami.
Oh, I forgot. Like, we've been to X-Biz in Miami, which is always, but that's because he likes Miami because his favorite video of me was somebody.
No, that's not it.
That's just a small piece of it.
It's a souvenir you got from there.
Definitely Florida, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I can see that. And then first time creating spicy content together, any special memory or awkward story?
Oh my God. It was in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure I remember that being your first.
Yeah, it was in Atlanta. It was not my first with somebody else, but it was your first with somebody else.
Yeah.
And
that's the first time creating content and first time full swap.
Yes.
All in one, yeah.
And
yeah, that's a lot.
It was a lot. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming, yeah. Especially like being in a house with all of those people too was overwhelming. Yeah. But it was great. Like, I feel like it was a great experience, and it just, that great experience opened so many more doors for us, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I was going to ask him, are you going to talk about the Wish Mansion?
That's just a memory.
That's like a core memory. Pulling up, I'm like, oh, this house is great. And then Loki go back behind the nice house.
You're in the garage.
There was like nothing in there. There was like, yeah. Old TVs worked.
Yeah. IKEA furniture was, the bed fell apart. We had the bunk beds. Everybody was like, we had the bunk beds downstairs and they had no electricity in the room. So it was that was just a memory for us.
It was like the best, worst Airbnb.
Yes.
Yeah, the parking lot was just like the size of a grocery store. Like, it was different, you know? It was different.
There was a pool on the property, but we weren't allowed to use it.
Or the garage that they turn into like a party room.
Party.
Parties.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you, speakers?
Yeah.
No party.
Yeah. But it was
like, and the quiet hours are 10 p.m.
We have a DJ, you guys. We have a DJ. But it was a memory. We talk about that one all the time. That was like our first real. That was intimidating, terrifying.
Very much.
Not doing any content because we got so scared. It was new and it opened our eyes.
Well, like we talked about this like just a few days ago. You're going through like old, because it was like a anniversary around this time. Like it was like 3 years ago today type stuff.
Yeah.
And or 4 years, however long ago it was. Yeah. And you were like, I was terrified this entire time.
It was so scary. And we didn't really know everybody. We know them online, but we didn't really know them beforehand either. So it was like the first time really being in a house full of people that you didn't know. It was something. Yeah. It was a memory.
Yeah.
Sure. And then the next one, what is one thing you wish everyone knew about the lifestyle?
It's not all about sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Please.
Yes. That is not it. Yeah.
For us, it's about the friendships. It's not about the
sex. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally just about you being your most honest, authentic self and people accepting that.
Yeah. And not everyone's going to love you and not everyone has to, but you find the ones, you know, that you can be yourself around, and those are the people. That's what makes the lifestyle. And again, everyone's so nice. Everyone is so, like, for the most part, it is just a great group of people, no matter where you're at. It's really beautiful. And that is about it. We are about out of time. Thank you so much for being here. Where can all of our listeners find you? Let them know all the things coming up, what you got going on.
Go ahead.
nchotwife.com.
So everything's at?
Yep.
And then your podcast is By The Way.
Yep. It is. It's By The Way, B-I The Way. And on YouTube, you have to put 25. It's By The Way 25. Yeah. It's also an Apple podcast and Spotify as well.
We'll have all of that linked below for all of our listeners and everything. We appreciate you being here. It's been a minute since we've seen you guys. It's good to see your faces. Yes. We've known you forever, but barely get to hang out or talk. Oh. So it's
like they were one of the original people that learned that we are horrible at group messages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
we're the worst.
They're like, oh, they think we hate them. I'm like, it's just how we are.
Life is fine.
Life is lifing, and we're the worst. But yes, thank you so much for being here and for being so open and all of your stuff that you're doing. You're doing amazing. I love watching it all, and we cheer you on all the time. We love seeing you guys growing and changing, and love you guys, and thank you for being here. And as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.
Bye.